He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is 9:10:15. Tomorrow is that 9/11. Where were you on 9/11? Wow, I can still remember arriving at work and turning on the TV and watching and seeing the World Trade Center on fire. Wow. The whole world has changed since then. I don't think anybody can debate that fact. Well, let's see how the market is changing today. We've got the Dow right now down 17 points, 16,236. You know, the wild thing about this is even the futures are volatile right now. When I went to bed last night, the futures were down about 100 points. And then somewhere during the middle of the night, while I was sleeping, the futures were up 200 points. And then by the time it was time to go to work, the futures were down about 60 points. And then the market opened positive. So it's just as volatile while you sleep as it is while you're awake right now. And I believe that the market will remain volatile until we get a resolution to the question, will the Fed bring the hammer down come September 17th? The NASDAQ is down, is up actually 4 points, 4,760. The S&P 500 down a point right now to 1941. Crude oil, which was kind of a bugaboo yesterday in the big market turnaround, the market was doing just fine, thank you, on Wednesday. And then oil started to drop. And then a report came out that suggested that the economy's too hot, and it sold off. Crude oil at 44.53, gold at 11.10. The euro is at 1.12, and the bond, the yield, interest rate continues to rise 2.22%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's begin with Wednesday's action. The action in the market on Wednesday was pretty good. It was kind of tacking on, adding on a little bit to the big, big jump in the market that we got on Tuesday when we saw the market up some 400 points. I could just see it at about 10 a.m. West Coast time. The air started to go out of the market. And in fact, I considered in my trading account to, at that point, maybe buy an inverse fund. How about two times emerging markets to the downside? That's been a pretty good trade here recently, but I hesitated and I didn't do it. And I got busy, and before I knew it, the market had totally given up all of its gains and then some on Wednesday, and then we ended up down a couple hundred points. What caused that turnaround? Well, we had a strong job openings report. Hey, there's a lot of jobs. We're hiring. Well, thought is the Fed sees that, says, uh-oh, we better go ahead with that quarter point rate hike come September 17th. That was one of the biggest reasons. We also had a drop in crude oil prices midday. Oil turned around and started falling. And I've watched recently, there seems to be a pretty good correlation between the price of oil and the stock market. When oil rises, the market does well. When oil falls, the market falls. Oil is a pretty good indicator of global demand and the global economy. And we had a big Apple day. Remember when Apple days were like a new single being released by the Beatles? I can still remember standing in line and getting my 45, my Hey Jude 45. I can't remember what was on the other side of Hey Jude. I'm sure some of you Beatle fans would know what was on the flip side of Hey Jude. I want to say While My Guitar Gently Weeps, but I don't think that's correct. My brother would know. Chuck Gunderson is a Beatles historian. He's been on Coast to Coast many times, late nights, past my bedtime. But people used to stand in line to get that stuff. When Steve Jobs came on the stage, he was Paul McCartney himself, a rock star. Have you noticed that, you know, these new, by the time we get to 6S and 6S Plus, we're just not quite as excited? I sold my Apple stock several months ago. I haven't liked the chart ever since. And I really didn't hear anything yesterday that makes me want to run out and trade in my phone for the new one. And I didn't really hear anything yesterday. The iPad was probably the most interesting because now I can do spreadsheets on the iPad. Now I can use Word on the iPad and it's going to have a keyboard. Well, now it's just a mini computer, isn't it? But I didn't really hear anything, the Apple TV and whatnot. And, of course, doesn't sound like the market heard enough to really make it go, wow, this is really something. Let's just see the response. In fact, yesterday, Apple stock was down 2% after the news. Today, Apple's up a little bit. It's up about 1%. And I think you could say, as Apple goes, so goes the market. Somebody sent a tweet to me, and he's probably right, or he sent an email. When Apple started to sell off back in late July, the market went with it. And I think there is some little correlation there. So those are the reasons that I saw the sell-off in the market. And I still think, I said it in my newsletter last week, I think the market will continue to be volatile, will continue to be nervous, until we just get this quarter point rate hike out of the way. Maybe it's best that they just do it. It's kind of like pulling off a Band-Aid. If you do it real slowly and you tease about it and you warn about it, I'm going to pull off that Band-Aid. You better get ready. You know, you're going to fret. Just rip it off. That's what needs to happen. Let's get this thing out of the way. Well, the Fed got more evidence today that the economy still remains strong. It continues to grow, maybe not as strong as it could be, but initial jobless claims come in at 275K. That does not suggest that there's a recession right around the corner. In the meanwhile, I continue to say that the bears right now outnumber the bulls by quite a large margin. In fact, it's the biggest margin since October of 2011. Were the bears right in October of 2011? I would say no. I can still remember October 2011. I want to say that might have been right around the time of the government shutdown and the fiscal cliff and all that, the tax tsunami, all that kind of stuff. Well, now, once again, the bears outnumber the bulls. At least in my industry, there's 69% of financial advisors are bearish, yet they're still peddling stocks. I'm on the other side of that equation. I remain a bull because of earnings estimates that I continue to track on a weekly basis, which could be much higher next year than they were this year. Now, Deutsche Bank, they don't agree with a rate hike in September. They're reversing their call, and they're saying, they're going to wait until October. Well, what will that do? That will just extend this volatility and this will they or won't they type of mentality. I think I've changed my opinion. Let's just get it over with. Let's just pull the Band-Aid off. Look it. I mean, even while we're sleeping, the futures are are vacillating wildly. Who needs that? Across the pond, surging pork prices boost Chinese inflation. Well, they eat a lot of pork in China. They got a lot of pork in their government. How about surging pork in the U.S. government? Brazil is cut to junk. Does that surprise me? No. I wrote in my newsletter many times about how they need a change of leadership in Brazil. Look how bad it has gotten since they reelected Ms. Rousseff down in Brazil. Now their bonds are cut to junk. Junk. It's going to be very difficult for them to borrow any money. And it's going to cost them a whole lot. I think last time I looked, Brazil's 10-year yield was up around 11-12%. Would you loan them money? Meanwhile, the U.S. interest rates continue to rise. We're at 2.22 now. What is going on? Usually when things are nervous in the market, interest rates go down. somebody is selling bonds out there. And again, I would say I suspect China. And how does all of this nervousness in the market affect Wall Street? How about the discount brokers? Ameritrade recorded a record month for trades in August. 537,000 trades per day. That's just Ameritrade. Add in Schwab, you know, add in E-Trade, add in Scottrade, add in Interactive Brokers. Maybe we've become trading nation here in America. How many trades did you do? Well, I did a few, not that many. Sometimes less is better in the market, but at the same time, you got to be vigilant during turbulent times like we have right now. But I remain a bull until I see numbers that convince me otherwise. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, the app, the Best Stocks Now app, was invented during the bear market of 2008 and 2009. I think that was a good time to invent an app because it definitely has more of a defensive tone to it than an offensive tone. Let me just give you some statistics right now that I find very, very useful. I currently have in the app 4,144 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds. I have only seven that are rated strong buy. That's an A rating or better. Only seven stocks. Normally, I have about 50 or 60. So what does this tell me? Well, this tells me that the leadership in the market right now is very, very narrow, isn't it? It's all about stock picking right now. It's going to take, you know, almost everybody that I hear says, you know, over the next several years, the market's going to give at best single-digit returns. The only way that you're going to be able to break out of that box somehow is through stock selection. And while there's no magic bullet, I employ a methodology that combines value with momentum that I go over every single day here on my show. And I give a few examples almost on a daily basis of stocks that meet that criteria. Right now, there are seven that are giving a strong buy signal. There are only 57 that are giving a buy signal, which is the next step down. There's only 64 stocks in the entire market out of 4,100. But there's some good ones in there. I would say that most of those stocks, I either already own them or I've looked at them and for one reason or another said, nah, not right now. Normally, instead of 64 stocks, I have closer to 300 in a good, healthy market where there's a little more breadth to it. Right now, the market has bad breadth. Breadth. It needs asserts. It needs something, a breath freshener, only 64. But still, having said that, there's 64, aren't there? And I can tell you that IBM's not in there, and Microsoft is not in there, and Cisco is not in there, and Apple is not in there, and General Electric is not in there. Yet when I get stocks or accounts transferred to me, I can almost guarantee that those portfolios will be full of those kinds of stocks. If they're not full of those kinds of stocks, then they'll have a bunch of mutual funds that represent an asset allocation. And there's only two asset classes in the market right now that look favorable to me at all, and that is U.S. stocks and cash. In my opinion, I wouldn't have any exposure to any of the debt markets. Look at the U.S. debt. Look at the interest rates continuing to rise here. During bad times, during nervous times in the market, we're up to 2.22%. The Fed is ready to bring the hammer down. Foreign debt, sovereign debt, even looks worse. Brazil downgraded to junk. There's just a lot of places in the world. I heard a money manager yesterday talking about, it was a country over, not Ukraine, I can't remember which one, another one. He says, we're buying the debt of this country. Wow, that is high, high risk. Another 30% of my database right now is in hold mode. Okay to hold. 23% of the stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my database have a warning signal on them. That means they are a weak hold. That's where the S&P 500 is right now, the ETF SPY. 31% are sell, and another 14% are, these are horrible. These would not be bad stocks to consider shorting at this time, or bad ETFs to consider shorting. A lot of oil stocks in there. A lot of two times oil ETFs, things like that. Two times Brazil, you know, two times risk on type of stuff. So again, only seven buys right now, or strong buys. 57 buys, 30% hold, 23% warning. Be careful. Put in a red line. Don't let it cross it. 31% have crossed that red line, and another 14% are just downright awful. So those are very, very weak numbers on the market right now. But of course, that occurs during a correction in the market. The market weakens. If this correction starts to turn around and we start to gain some strength in the market, you'll see these numbers increase. You'll see them start to lean to the side of buy and strong buy, and more will cross the line to the upside. And if we go the other way and the market starts to break down, that's why I look at these numbers every single day. It would be a major clue that we are headed for a bear market. So I find the app, the Best Stocks Now app, to be very, very useful because I can look up any one of my mutual funds, any one of my ETFs, any one of my stocks, as long as they're in the app, and I can see which of these categories they fall in. Are they buys, strong buys, holds, warnings, sells, or just downright ugly? That's very, very useful information. Every night, too, I look for stocks that are crossing the line to the upside. They're leaving either hold or sell territory, and they're entering into buy territory on my apps. I'm looking for new stocks that are showing up in this category. That doesn't mean that I'm automatically going to buy them, but I'm going to take a look at them. There's something going on there. Last night, eight stocks crossed the line to the upside. Neurocrine Biosciences. Okay, that's a pretty good looking chart. I've owned it in the past. It's a $4 billion biotech. It is up today. I like that chart right now. Definitely one worth looking at. To me, these are top prospects. These are stocks in AAA that maybe I should pull up to the big team. Another one is Aarons, Inc. Oh, I know Aarons. They run all of those electronic appliance, furniture sales, and lease stores in the U.S. They'll rent you a computer or lease you a computer and make you all kinds of make all kinds of money on it. Tandem, TNDM. That's a diabetes stock, isn't it? Yep, getting a little buy signal there. That's a micro cap, though. I would take that with a grain of salt. Here's another one, Love. Oh, I know that. Southwest Airlines. The airline stocks look really good right now. I own several of them. Tempur-Pedic giving a buy signal, crossing into buy category. They make those mattresses. Don't they make the number ones where you can pick your number? Clovis, Northern, let's see, let's get in these two last ones. Northern Tier Energy, that's an MLP. And the last one is PRLB, the Proto Labs. Those are suspects that you can take a look at. That's one way I use the Best Stocks Now app. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Why all the volatility lately? Even while we sleep, there's volatility. When I went to bed, the futures were down 100. Somewhere in the middle of the night, they were up 200, a 300-point swing. And by the time I woke up, we were down 50 on the futures. And now the market's just slightly positive here today. I think you just got to get this Fed hike, because I think once they hike a quarter of a point, probably be done for a while. Just get it out of the way. Just pull that Band-Aid off all at once. Be a little pain. Probably get a sell-off in the market right immediately after it happens. And then we probably, well, then they'll start worrying about the second rate hike, which probably won't happen. I think the Fed is going to go very, very slowly. And I don't think that a quarter point rate hike is going to bring the economy to an end. You think they're going to raise interest rates if that's going to kill the economy and put us into recession? Do you think they're going to raise rates if that's going to kill the six-year-plus bull market? I don't think so. But meanwhile, there's more bears than there are bulls. Have you noticed how grumpy people are lately? Well, not me. I'm still on that 31% of financial advisors that is on the bullish camp. And I give my reasons why every week when I write my newsletter. You can get my newsletter by going to pwstreet.com. I'm the guy who's been bullish for 6 years and 22 weeks. And you're probably saying, oh, he's one of those guys that's always bullish. No. No. Then why did I invent an app that would give me indications and signals of bear markets occurring in sectors, in ETFs, in individual stocks, in indexes, in asset classes, in countries around the world? Why would I do that? What would be the point if I was a permabull? The app has served me well since then. Each and every time a correction comes along, a threat to the bull market comes along, I take a look at a lot of different pieces of evidence, but one of the main pieces of evidence I look at is the numbers and the rankings coming from my app. And yes, most things are weak right now, very weak. I just gave the breadth, very weak. Only about 31% of stocks right now are hold or better. 69% are either warning or sell. That's a very weak tape on the market right now. But that's very typical during a correction. And there's still some good buys to be had in the market. You have to be extremely selective right now. Let me give you one example of a stock that I currently own that continues to behave well. In fact, it hit a new all-time high yesterday, believe it or not. What you say? With all of this volatility in the market, there's actually a stock out there that's hitting new highs. Well, it's a company headquartered in Miami, Florida. The last time I featured this stock, let me take a look, was back in, you know what, this is the first time I featured it? No, I featured it back on August 12th of last year. It's been a month now, and it continues to hit new highs. This is a company that operates Royal Caribbean, Celebrity Cruises, AmeriClub Cruises, Pullman Tour Cruises, and CDF Croisières de France. Royal Caribbean Cruises, RCL, which is now a $20 billion market cap company. It's been a while since I've taken a cruise, so maybe a few years. Boy, I can remember the last one. It was fun. Went down to that Mexican Riviera, which includes Puerto Vallarta. Used to include Cancun until it became a haven for the drug lords. Oh, it includes the expanded port in Cabo San Lucas, one of my favorite places on Earth. And I can even remember one cruise that got up to the capital of Baja, La Paz, where I keep my old fishing boat down there, which I need to visit, make sure it's okay one of these days, before the fishing season comes to an end down there in La Paz, which is also one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Had a little problem with the drug killings and assassinations down there recently, but just hang out on the right side of town you should be okay. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines is looking for 39% growth in earnings this year and another 28% growth in earnings next year. They're helping to contribute to that growth in earnings in the S&P that I see coming next year versus what has been a stalling out this year. It can't hurt Royal Caribbean, RCL, to have $45 oil prices. Oil is converted to gas, which is put into those Royal Caribbean cruise ships to get them from port to port. Royal Caribbean also pays a nice little dividend yield of 1.6%. Hey, I like getting a check in the mail a couple times a year from them. It's better than me mailing them a check. Maybe that will offset the cost of my next cruise a little bit. Well, Royal Caribbean was a $5 stock back in 2008. Well, a lot of people had to cut out the vacations, right? No vacay, Dad lost his job. Mom and Dad lost their house. There's no equity left. We're upside down. Wow, those were times to remember, times to forget. $5 stock back then. Today, Royal Caribbean is a $91 stock. That's quite a comeback. And that translates to the following performance. Over the last 5 years, Royal Caribbean has been moving at about 27 knots. Well, that's 27.5% if you're not a mariner, if you don't have a captain's license. The market's been moving at 12 knots, more than double the speed of the market. Over the last 3 years, you know how they have that dial, you know, full speed ahead, afterburners. I don't know what they have on cruise ships, but Royal Caribbean has definitely been in afterburner mode for the last 3 years. 48.4% per year. You know, maybe cruises, people a little afraid. 9/11 changed the world. Probably a lot less traveling now abroad and whatnot with all the chaos and fear of terrorism and things like this. Let's just stay on a cruise ship with some good, nice security. I can only remember, you know, a few incidents occurring on cruise ships over the years. I remember the poor guy in the wheelchair that was thrown overboard by the terrorist in a nasty act. But all in all, cruising is pretty safe. I don't know. Remember that one in Italy where he turned to wave to the captain and ran aboard the rocks? I still see pictures of that in my mind when I go to book a cruise. Over the last 3 years, Royal Caribbean, 48% per year, the market 10.5. And over the last 12 months, RCL up 41%, the market's down 2%. All in all, listen to this, Silicon Valley. Listen to this, Seattle, with all your big companies up there. Listen to this, Atlanta, with all of your great companies down in Atlanta. This Miami, Florida stock gets an A-minus performance grade. It's a cruise ship company. No, it doesn't have the latest 6S device. No, it doesn't have the latest breakthrough in drugs. Just takes people for a nice vacation. Is there anything wrong with that? RCL up 41% over the last 12 months. Do you think it has anything to do with the drop in gasoline and the drop in oil prices? This is the right side of the street to be on. Well, how about valuation, Gunderson? Well, it's trading at 15 times forward earnings, expected to grow by 24% per year. That nets me a PEG ratio of 0.64, which even a value investor can sink his teeth into. When I combine value with performance, I get a stock that's currently rated number 50 out of 4,139. In fact, I just said there are 64 stocks in my app that currently have a buy or better ranking. And RCL, Royal Caribbean, is one of those stocks. And it's done well since I featured it last back in August of 2012. Hey, they're going to be going to Cuba. You can take a cruise to Cuba. I don't know that much, but I've heard it's quite the place to visit. If nothing else, you can sit around and talk baseball in the square down there. Nothing better than talking about baseball. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, a large cap stock, You could fit this one in a moderate risk portfolio, a conservative risk portfolio, or even a growth and income portfolio, because look at the market takeoff here, or even a dividend paying portfolio. But I don't make recommendations on the air. I do give examples, however, of stocks that are thriving, stocks that are flourishing in this economy. And Royal Caribbean is one of those. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email. then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Beatlemania, remember Beatlemania? They had a celebration here just a couple weeks ago when the Beatles visited San Diego and played at Balboa Stadium. My little brother, Chuck, owns the contract that the Beatles signed for that gig. He's also got a big book. What's it called? Let's Have Some Fun Tonight. Double volume. Double book, beautiful. Man, what a beautiful book that he wrote on the Beatles, the live tours that they did, which, you know, kind of gets lost in the woodwork. They were more known for what they did in the studio, but they did a lot of live touring and made some girls faint in Shea Stadium and Balboa Stadium and other places across the country. Take a look at that. Have Some Fun Tonight. That's the name of his book by Chuck Gunderson. Well, anyways, Apple Mania. Has Apple Mania worn off? I think it has. That's just my opinion. No, it's still a good company, and it still makes great products, but I just don't see the fervor. I don't see the girls fainting when they come out with a new iPhone, or even the techies fainting or camping out overnight to get the latest iPad. And that's why I just don't own the stock right now. It doesn't show up in my top numbers. It's still ranked okay, just okay, but not a best stock now. Good company, good products, not a best stock now. I thought in this final segment I'd take you through sizing up stocks a little bit, the process that at least I go through. First, it starts with an idea. No matter what the source of that idea is, maybe you read the article in Barron's about it. Maybe somebody tips you off at the water cooler at work. Maybe you just hear about it on CNBC or something like that. Starts with an idea somewhere. Well, I find ideas all the time. Rarely is there an idea that I haven't already heard of. I'm already fairly familiar with it. But sometimes that idea all of a sudden has a new catalyst. Something new about it. Well, Apple has something new, doesn't it? Three new things that they announced yesterday. TV, new iPhone, new iPad. And still they couldn't generate the kind of fervor that the Beatles did at Shea Stadium, or that Steve Jobs did in his early days, or even his later days at Apple. There just seems to be something missing right now. But you have to process that idea somehow. Well, the first thing I do is I look at the market capitalization, just so I can put it in an overall perspective. I mentioned several stocks that gave buy signals in my app yesterday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 stocks out of 4,100 passed the line, crossed the line from hold to weak buy into the buy category. Well, that doesn't mean I automatically go out and buy them. In fact, I see that one of them, Tandem Diabetes Care, is just a tiny little stock at $382 million. That's a micro cap, okay? So you've got to put that into perspective. Number one, you've got to realize that a micro cap stock is a much higher risk prospect Then a company like, okay, let's compare that with Love, which also gave a buy signal yesterday, Southwest Airlines. That's a $25 billion company. I've owned Southwest off and on over the years. Most people would say it's one of the best run airways. If you like some guy's elbow in your face while you're trying to sleep, it's a nice airline. I can't travel Southwest myself. I don't like being a sardine in a can. I have claustrophobia to begin with, and Southwest doesn't help things by putting me in the middle next to two people that take up a seat and a half. That doesn't leave any room for poor me in the middle. But Southwest has been a great stock. That's how they make money, isn't it? They cramp people in there. They load them up. Kind of like the trolley leaving the Padre game after a sold-out game. I see people's faces pressed up against the window. Especially bad after the Padres lose to have to deal with that. But Southwest Airlines is giving a buy signal. Okay, so now we process it. It's a $25 billion company. Now that's more respectable than a 300. Although I can make money sometimes in $300 million stocks, especially if there's something big happening at the company. So the first thing is just to get the general landscape of the thing. What industry are they in? Southwest Airlines is obviously in a right side of the street right now with low oil prices. The diabetes stock could also be in the right side of the street. A lot of those people with their faces pressed up against the window or taking 1.5 seats or got diabetes issues or will have them at some point in time if they don't change their lifestyles. So there's possibilities here. And then I look at recent news. Maybe something's happened. I don't know why the diabetes stock all of a sudden popped, or why Neurocrine Biosciences all of a sudden popped higher. Take a look underneath. What's underneath that move? Why is it showing up? Then I start to take a look at valuation. The next thing I do is I look it up on my app, and I look at the track record of the stock. How has it done? How has Love done over time versus all the other stocks that I have to choose from? And then I look at valuation. How much am I paying for this doggy in the window? And then I look at the final grade. I look at the ranking. And lastly, the final arbiter for me is the stock chart. And as I look at these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stocks that are giving buy signals right now, I see a couple that really jump off the page at me with good charts. I like the chart on Aaron's Inc. That's in a nice uptrend. It's been in a sideways trend, and all of a sudden it's breaking out to new highs. That would be a candidate, a possibility. I also see that it's a small cap stock. So if I'm a retired dividend investor, this one's not going to be one in my category. But if I'm a growth investor, younger person looking to for long-term growth, this might be a candidate. Anyways, that's how I cipher. That's how I do my ciphering. Remember Jethro on the Clampets? And Jed would say, do your ciphering, Jethro. Well, that's how I cipher the stocks that I find using my Best Stocks Now app. Or if some outside source gives me an idea. That's the processing process that I use. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at pwstreet.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.